Яваалхуун үг нэхэхгүй луна. Ихтгэний маалхуг хамаарчихлэхээ. Ах тижүх тахлэхээ уувалхуух. Яг кочигаар хаагхлунхаагсуг. Ати баггачих тахлэхээ хотав. Кочигаар уувалхуухаагхлунхаагсуулнаа кочигаалхатаун. Яхахалт кочигаан нэгэлинилү. Кочигаан нэгэхчлүүгдүү. Тав вермт китли аткичэммүту пиллаваагкагунераагуллуруйсу аппатлиинэ тавлтам кавэр угуннахаагагуллуруйсу чинэ таукчуухын таак вагахт угуннааруллум киугхта лоат тутун нгаар яаққшингеран нгеққиллуак кэққанхитна юкклук угуннераарууллууйюраяй ихкнтаугаап хбахт суат тутун канух буми пкэшкума иллорқайугуна юкклук нилки уттаагадрова уугнераагуллууйо аяй чиутхэн тагуми каппакаартак суааттут чуугяаққшингаан қаанеқани итнерит наюкклук алп нилхалуу минақпкиуттаагангулуут уугнераагуллууйораяй миллаккутэн тамаку таатчиккапаакартат лоаттут налуукумамчиинэртунаайуклук уугнераагуллууйораяй ироутэн тамаакут наани иппахтат лоаттут тамлкаппиарми пкэшкумаку кииччугунаюкллу улпнилхун киутсуувах угнераагуллууйораяй паммаюн донани пакахта шааттуту пкэшкума каамуоқлтэригунаюкллу авья хамтам нахкасинник таа таа хамлтуи гоккллеэрлүни аашхогну гүнна аккам гүннера аяллэрхэ буккллун тааши айен анэрмини нопаамгингум кичхтулин кичэмми тугчивухтарвикля паггаав напагтаа хатаагтууна ту тууруллуку скуутлин нохчоқлунил минуо ангани хунаалин аннеква аяггалуни муумга аяггалуни хкин яхамаат нимна напак хкуутни тапх намаунаангуутсал ачаатта макупи оруут каатхтат ененрминиттаумт омнэнэн кувоқартуппарлуммааттумут кииллиин кииччэммиум тучиухтаравиккарлуг пааган туулукуи кууллиин а учоқ нимдул илламинэ моолин ганэрфугуаган яхану кин яхтук баарлуагун чиин макучаат би оруутагатга йенэн гмини махп мун маттум кана гаяхтусин хунака хакула хулла кули муяналлик ки чэмму туго чачи кхахт кайла таккуи пилли алу кумал ахна алу куман хуни кэтчик куман мэктуксаг гайтака уккаллисин kuchu nixagam sunakatum peak kenga kina kiva hot kito to ani kiva hot khoh punga kina shuga khnumkin nanvam katu kupanaqtaqa
There was a mouse, and he had two little dens. And he ran back and forth from one hole to the other. And whenever anybody dropped a drop of oil onto his little den, he'd make a gudach and eat like that. After a while, there was no more oil dripping into his little den. One time a fox reached his den. The fox said to him, "Well, hello, little mouse." The red fox asked the mouse, "Little mouse, why is it that your snout is so long?" The mouse replied, "For good reason, because even if the food is hard to get, I can take it. I can take it out and eat it." The fox said, "Little mouse, why is it your eyes are so tiny?" The mouse replied, "For a good reason. When it's stormy, the snow doesn't get in my eyes." And then he said, "Little mouse, you hear? Why is it your ears are so tiny?" "For a good reason. So that I can hear people talk, even though they're at a great distance." The fox said, "You're a smarty, aren't you? You have an answer for everything. Little mouse, why is it your fur is so thin?" "For a good reason. If I go swimming and my fur gets wet, it won't weigh me down." The fox said to the mouse, "Why is your tail so short?" The little mouse said, "For a good reason. If I walk, I won't be dragging it." And the fox jumped up and ate up the mouse. And that was the end of the story. Another mouse story. There was a mouse, and he was walking. While he was walking, he saw a big tree. When he reached it, he looked at it up and down. He grabbed it and felled it. He thought he was pretty strong. Then he kept on walking. When he turned around, he turned around and he saw that the thing that he had felled was just a little reed. Then he said, "What's happening to me?" After walking a while, he turned around. He looked ahead of him and he saw a spruce tree. When he reached it, he looked at it up and down. Then he grabbed it and felled it. Oh, he thought he was very strong. Then he walked along and he turned around and he saw it was just a tall grass that he had felled. And he said, "Why is this happening to me?" Then he started walking along and he thought he came to a big ocean. He started swimming. No, before he swam it, he said, "What'll I do?" And he said, if I jump into it, I'm not going to stir up the water." He ran and he jumped into the water, and he jumped in with a great big splash. He swam. When he first started getting wet, he started sinking. And all that was left was his nose was sticking out of the water. Finally, he reached the shore. He dragged himself ashore. When he said, "If I jump into the thing, he'll really stir up the water." And he jumped in, and his whole being was covered with water. After a while, he walked away. When he turned around and looked at the sea, it was nothing but a little puddle of water. And he said, "Well, I'm not going to do anything anymore. I'm going to just sit here." And that was the end of the story. There was this thing called the Kupanak, and it's some kind of a bird. He was sliding down on the slope of a hill, and there was a lake at the foot of the hill. While he was going up the hill, he sang, "Kupanak, Kupanak, go up this little hill." He was singing as he went up the hill. The bird went up the hill again. As he was going up, he was singing all the time. He went up the hill and he started singing. When he slid down the hill, it seems like someone was singing after him. And he said, "This time I'm going to keep my eyes open a little bit." While he was going up, he was singing that song again. "Kupanak, Kupanak, I'll go up this little hill. Kalachi, kalachi khe. Chich chich nga kha, chich chich nga. I see you. I see you down there." The bird said, "I'll sing to you again. You down there in the pond." Since there's no ending to the story, I'm going to end it. The Kupanaka, the bird, was singing to that person, or to the loon who was singing to him. And after they sang to each other, both of them flew away. And that's the end.